Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Rich Kimmel, and this is WAKY News. The Kentucky sales tax will jump from 3 to 5 cents on the first of next month. 8 Democrats helped Republicans in the Senate pass Governor Nunn's 5-cent tax proposal today in a 21-17 vote. The Senate also gave unanimous approval to Nunn's biennial budget, which totals almost $2.5 billion. Only one Republican, Fort Thomas Senator Donald Johnson, voted against the tax bill. The final vote on the tax bill came after unsuccessful Democratic attempts to pass the substitute bill or amend Nunn's proposal. Senator Robert Kennedy has indicated he's considering a possible challenge to President Johnson for the Democratic presidential nomination. Kennedy says the results of the New Hampshire primary have removed the major obstacles to his running against Johnson. The New York Democrat met privately for 20 minutes with anti-war candidate Eugene McCarthy. McCarthy says Kennedy asked him for no commitments, and the Minnesota Democrat says he did not give any to Kennedy. The U.S. command says Viet Cong forces ambushed a U.S. convoy in the Central Highlands today, but got the worst of it. Air-supported South Vietnamese armored units struck back, and 49 of the attackers were killed. 12 Americans died, and 8 were wounded in the ambush. The government convoy guard suffered light casualties.
This week's News Tip winner is Dennis Barksdale of Route 2, Campbellsburg, Indiana. Mr. Barksdale wins $10 for calling in the best News Tip of the week. You can be next week's winner of $10 from the Kentuckiana News Source. When you see news, phone WAKY direct and collect at 587-6111. That's the WAKY News Tip line at 587-6111. Consistently first when seconds count. WAKY News, Louisville.
Communist speakers in Prague have fiercely denounced what they call the Old Guard Reign of Terror. And before a cheering audience of more than 2,000 students and young workers, they evoked a vision of free socialist democracy. Czech President Antonín Motofi was accused publicly of having played a part in bloody Stalinist purges. House Democratic leaders have appealed for Republican help to pass the Senate civil rights bill in the House. Speaker John McCormick of Massachusetts says he hopes at least 75 Republicans will vote for the measure. Several bankers and economists say options are running out on U.S. efforts to stop the European gold rush and to protect the nation's dwindling gold supply. Gold buying on the European market reached near panic proportions today. London bullion dealers imposed sharp restrictions on trading. The United States guarantees the price of gold at $35 an ounce, but hoarders and speculators have been buying the metals, gambling on the U.S. ability to maintain the price. The latest dispute at General Electric's appliance park has been settled. Appliance park spokesman Bill Lewis tells the 790 News.
Don Rock, President IUE Local 761, notified General Electric Appliance Park officials this evening that the strike by 10 employees in Building 4 of the Hassel Refrigeration Department has ended. It is anticipated that work will be resumed on the first shift tomorrow, and all employees of the Hassel Refrigerator Department are encouraged to report for work at the normal starting time tomorrow.
The last House bills of the current state legislature session are headed for the Senate. The House passed and sent 9 bills to the Senate, letting 63 others die. House bills approved today include one which would allow public employees to belong to labor unions and engage in collective bargaining. The House voted to kill a resolution asking the University of Kentucky Research Foundation to sell Main Chance Farms. A 9-year-old Louisville girl, April Hushins of 773 Logan, was crushed to death today when a tractor-trailer cut a corner at Bread and Broadway. The driver of the truck from Bancor, Michigan, has been charged with manslaughter. Her death raised the state traffic death toll for the year to 146, or 12 lower than last year. The estate of 3 victims of last November's plane crash near the Greater Cincinnati Airport have filed a $1 million suit in Louisville. A suit against Trans World Airlines is filed in U.S. District Court on behalf of the estates of Gilbert and Linda Gallegos and Mrs. Gallegos' son, Randy Lee Snyder. All were from Lomita, California. 66 other persons died as a result of the crash. The Defense Department has released the names of 2 more Kentuckians killed in Vietnam. They were Private First Class Walter Anderson Jr., son of Mr. and Mrs. Walter Anderson Sr. of Lexington, and Private First Class Alvin Carr, husband of Mrs. Dorothy Carr of Hopkinsville. WAKY City by City Wrap-Up. New York, Jordan has protested Israel's renaming of Arab territory won in the June war as a negation of every Israeli contention and plea for peace. London, the president of the World Jewish Congress has denounced communist attempts to blame unrest in Poland on the country's small Jewish population. Louisville, Trans World Airlines is being sued for $1 million in a suit filed here. Frankfurt, the State Senate unanimously has given final legislative approval to a bill bringing the University of Louisville into the state school system. WAKY Sports. Darrell Bishop's last-second field goal gave Seneca a 68-66 overtime victory over Lexington Henry Clay tonight in the first round of the state high school basketball tournament. A field goal by Henry Clay's Jim Williams with 5 seconds to play had tied the game at 61-61 at the close of regulation play. Another basket by Williams put the Blue Devils...